know, I think that's part of your job as quarterback. You got to bring the energy of practice, the enthusiasm. It's fun being, with some of the younger guys, trying to get on the same page with them. But the older guys, well, you know, we got all 11 back starters on offense. And, obviously re-signing John and Brian and Randall was big for us. But we got some young guys adding to the mix, too. So it's fun. Fun to be out there with the crowd. It's a great crowd, even for 8:20 in the morning. It's a different thing, Packer training camp, and it's fun to see the guys, the new guys, as they walk on the field and kind of see what it's all about.
I said there's 11 guys coming back. Is there sort of a head start you guys get just being day one? Can you take a jump forward already?
Well, it's a process. It's going to be a long training camp, and things have changed over the last 10 years being doing this. It's not quite the physical grind anymore that it has been in years past. It's a good thing, the rule changes and the CBA and stuff, but it's a mental grind. These guys got to sit in meetings, and we're tailoring things kind of to the older guys this year, so the young guys are expected to keep up. So it's been a good group. The guys are taking a lot of notes and paying attention. It's been a different setup with the meetings, with Edgar doing a lot of the talking in the meetings. Tom, doing the play calling. Alex and Luke handling kind of the receivers and the quarterbacks. So there's some moving pieces that we got to get working in the same direction. But it's fun. It's fun to be back with the guys and fun to be out there with the fans.
I think you've had an offense return to start one or two every year. And how does that change expectation thoughts?
Well, I'm sure you guys have your own expectations, and odds makers do as well. But we have high expectations for ourselves, and we push each other to be great. And I think it starts in training camp when the chemistry's coming together, the team's coming together, and you start to figure out who the key players are going to be and who the guys who are going to make those jumps from years one and two. We expect our veterans to continue to play at the level they've played at.
Aaron, you guys led the league in scoring last year. You have everybody back. How can this offense be better? Can it be better in so many ways?
Well, last year we had a lot of defensive touchdowns. We had Micah return a couple punts for touchdowns. So, that number is a little skewed. But, we were efficient on offense. I think we took some jumps, especially in areas we had talked about a lot with third downs and red zones. Situational football is so important to winning football games. So, we got to keep staying at those levels. We'd love to be in the top 5 or 10 in third downs and red zone percentage. That means you're going to be in every game and scoring points. But the stat that we talk about a lot is obviously the turnover ratio, which we've been really good at here over the last 7 or 8 years. So you've got to keep that going. You do that, you're going to be in the football game. And with the changes we've made on defense, I think we're going to be a very competitive football team.
Mike said he's not counting your throws. Are you more aware, more cautious of what you're doing physically out there?
I'm always aware of what I'm doing physically. But I am 31, and I feel great. I'm not 35, 6, 7, 8. I don't know what this pitch count's all about, but I've iced my arm probably less than 5 times in my life. I'm very, very happy with the gift I was given with this right arm, and it doesn't give me any problems.
What are some of your early impressions of the rest of the quarterback unit?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's a work in progress for all those guys, but...
Scott has really done some great things over the last couple of years. His biggest asset is just his approach. I mean, he is a very dedicated guy. He knows the offense. He studies it. He works hard. He stays after. Puts in the time. He asks really good questions. Brett, he's done a great job of studying, obviously, in his time away. We had 41 days off, and it looks like he really made the most of it mentally. And that's where you really can take a jump as a quarterback, is when you're able to become an expert of the offense, and then you can start reacting better to what the defense is doing. I think Matt comes in with a lot of talent and ability and just needs opportunities. He's done a good job today, made a couple great protection adjustments, and he throws the football really well. These guys have a great opportunity to be coached really well and to play behind me, to kind of see what it looks like. And I love helping those guys out and trying to pass on anything I can to them. And they ask a lot of really good questions in the meetings, and we have some great conversations.
Kind of spoke about the young guys. What did you kind of see out of Ivan Cumbry out there?
Well, it's day one. He's going to have a lot of expectations of being a third-round pick and some of the things that he brings from the talent level. But Yeah, we're going to bring him along slowly and look forward to seeing what he can do. I think he's a multi-dimensional guy with his ability in the special teams game. But he can catch the ball really well. He runs well. He's got a great feel for the game. And, he seems to be pretty smart. He's not maybe Cal smart, but I'm going to take shots at his school as much as I can. But we're excited to have him. He's going to be a good player for us, we think. And the best thing is he's got a great attitude and a great approach.
Aaron, a couple years ago, tight end was a real focal point matchup position in this offense. You had four or five guys that made draft choices. Is that position in the state of flux right now? Not necessarily just because of the kid's situation, but it's a lot different looking.
Well, we had we had JerMichael, and they did a lot of different things with him, split him out on his own side and gave him some receiver routes at times. And then he was an all-around talented guy, and we've been looking to do some of the same stuff with those guys last year. And we're continuing to find ways to get them in good matchup spots. Q made some big plays for us last year, split out by himself. Obviously, the touchdown against Miami and some big catches over the years. Richard, had a good season last year, came along, made some good plays for us. And we got some young guys who are, in the mix and got an opportunity to do some good things. So, that position is one that's always changing for us. They have a lot on their plate. They have to obviously know the routes and the trees and the concepts. They have to know the blocking schemes, and they have to know fullback stuff too. So we ask a lot of those guys, and Jerry does a great job of getting those guys ready, and we're excited about to see who kind of stands out in that group.
A couple of plays away from the Super Bowl last year, and the changes are in the offseason. There's always changes, but did this year just seem like it was more like, look, we are just a couple of plays away. If we make these changes, we'll be set for 2015. Does it feel that way?
It doesn't feel like there needs to be a lot of changes. I think we got the team that we want. You're always making the little adjustments year to year, but we know how close we were last year, and we know how difficult it is to get to that point. And it's about playing the right way and giving yourself as many opportunities as possible. You have to have some good fortune with the injuries, but it's all about putting yourself in position and winning the important games early sometimes that can set you up for those games you play at home, because I think we all know, and I think the league does as well, how difficult it is becoming to play in Lambeau. So we'd love to have a championship game in Lambeau next year.
How much better is Devontae now going into year two versus where he was a year ago?
Well, again, I think it's the first day, so we need to be careful not to put too many expectations on any player. Myself or anybody on the offense. This thing is coming together slowly. It's going to be a work in progress as we work through training camp and the preseason. We've had years where we've had incredible preseasons and not punting. We've had years where you guys have wondered if we're going to have any type of offense, and it usually turns out that, we're a top 10 at worst offense. So we're excited about the guys we got, Devontae being one of them. He had a great spring and a great summer, and we'll just look for ways to get him the ball and as he continues to progress.
Considering you see Seattle so early in the season, is the memory of that NFC Championship game even more fresh because you're going to have to go back and watch that tape on the board and see what they do and how to beat them?
Nah, not really. That was a long time ago. That was last year. This is the 2015 team, and they're different. We're different, and there's different different expectations, different players, and it's going to be at home.
How nice is it to see Jordy back in some team drills today?
Was he out there? Yeah, Jordy's, he's a stud. He's a top player, and it's great having him out there.
In terms of making progress during the preseason, are there certain benchmarks you like to hit for the next 5-6 weeks? So is it a field thing for you?
Yeah, I like to stay healthy if possible. And, just find a way to get everybody on the same page. It's our offense is about communication and making sure all 11 guys are on the same page. So that's a work in progress as we kind of get through some of these installs. A lot of the stuff that we've done already, in some of the IPWs and the OTAs and the mini camp, gone through, installs 1 and 2 and 3 a lot especially. So once we kind of get past the first week, it's a lot more football that kind of translates to the preseason and the regular season. So that's when you see guys start to separate themselves.
Aaron, I know getting off to that hot start is important to you guys as a team. Is there any lessons you've learned from the past couple of years not being able to do that that will help you in September?
I mean, there's a lot talked about that, but we've been 1 and 2 around here a lot of times and still won the division, still made the playoffs. So We're 3-3 and went on to win a Super Bowl. We'd love to start fast every year, but it's really how you're playing in December.
What's your reaction?
I think Bob already talked about that, so we're on to the 2015 season and starting training camp today.
I know you saw Brett Favre at the ESPYs. Did you see his introduction and his speech here, and what did you make of that, and have you reached out and talked to him since then?
I did see Brett. We got to talk, and he gave me an ESPY there at the Sports Center desk, and it was fun to see him. He's been doing a lot of following his youngest around, watching her volleyball. So I'm sure that's fun for him. But yeah, it's great to see Brett. I was happy for him. I heard that, you know, everything went great here, and I'm sure he got an incredible reception. I missed the speech, but if you guys want to give me a transcript, I'll check it out and see what he said. But I'm sure, you know, he was excited about it. It'd be fun to have him back for the Thanksgiving game. I mean, that puts another layer to that. You know, Thanksgiving, Chicago Bears, Brett's number going up, so that'll be a great time. But it's fun to see him. He's a character, so he's always cracking jokes. I heard his voice over my shoulder, you know, the first time we got to see each other. I knew it was him. He was kind of bringing up an old inside joke, so it was good to see him.
Two more for him.
Another former quarterback, if I'm part star. It sounds like he's actually considerably better. His son said his hope is that he'll be here for Thanksgiving. Two of you reached out to him at all?
Yeah, it's great to hear that Bart's doing better. You know, he's a great guy. He's been a great friend over the years and a great supporter. He's been great for our charity, and it's been fun to spend the few times we've gotten to hang out together with him and his wife. And just excited to hear he's doing better and hope he's able to get up here at some point. Thanksgiving would be amazing to have, him and Brett and myself be able to get together.
I know you probably already talked about it a little bit, but just overall feelings on training camp. This isn't your first rodeo. The new guys coming in, what have you learned the most over your years, and what advice do you give to them?
I think you just have to pace yourself. It's, you know, it's a marathon, it's a grind. And if you have a bad day of practice, you know, back my rookie year, you could kind of come back and play better the second practice of the day. Now, it's different now. You just have one practice a day. We have walkthroughs and different things to keep us, you know, off our butts all day. But, you know, you just have to refocus the next day and try not to carry things over, whether they're good or bad, because you got to, you know, reinvent yourself, improve yourself the next day, regardless of the previous day's performance. So it's a long training camp. What these guys need to realize too is we have 90 players competing for 53 spots. Once we get into preseason, these guys are all playing for every other team out there, because there's been multiple years where many guys who haven't made our roster have gone on to make other rosters and are still playing in the league and performing at a high level. So this is a deep team, as usual. Ted and his staff have done a great job of bringing in some exceptional talent, and we look forward to seeing it show itself and seeing who makes the team.